Ms. Jennings.
Sam, you're just after me today.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three for your consideration. The first one is Eastern Shore Ephraim Festival is requesting $1,000 to help with the operational cost of the annual festival. The festival is held in Seaford and sets out a mission to strengthen the community through cultural awareness. Last grant received was $700, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $100 each from Mr. Arlette and Ms. Deaver.
Well, Mrs. Deaver's certainly not here anymore, and Mr. Arlette's not here today, so...
So we'll vote for Mr. Arlette.
Let's spend their money. Spend Mrs. Deaver's money especially.
If somebody make the motion, do the same $700 out of my account would be fine.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mr.
Second.
Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Yeah, the next one is the Delaware National Guard Youth Foundation. They're requesting $1,000 for their operational cost of Camp Caldwell, which is approximately 130 military youth ages 9 to 17 that participate. The camp aims to assist youth in gaining an understanding of why their guard parent serves in the National Guard and to help guard youth cope with the stress and confusion of deployment. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth grant.
I'll make that motion that we do that again.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 Delaware National Guard Youth Foundation for summer recreational camp being from our countywide youth grant. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr.
How
Cole.
Old
up, Mr. Wilson.
How old is 17, 19?
The kids are how old?
9 to 17.
9 to 17.
They can join a little early, aren't they?
They're not going to join the guards just yet. We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All right. The next one is Rehoboth Art League's requesting $5,000 to repair one of its oldest buildings, the Painter's Studio. By preserving this historic building structure with new roof and drainage, it will remain accessible to the public for years to come as part of the Art League. There have been no past grants for this project. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Cole, $500 from Ms. Deaver.
Now, did they, correspondence, did they allude to any cost for this project?
Yes.
What was that? I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Look it up. One second.
And
30 some thousand is what net. It's 51,000 total. They have 21,000 currently, so they're 30,000 short.
I would like to give 5,000 of my funds for that effort.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Sure.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $5,000 Mr. Cole's Councilmatic account to Rehoboth Art League for a building project. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Although, yes, they've got a number of programs, anybody involved with Davey, even over in Lewis and Mr. I.G. Burton's district, also with programs. So it's been there a long time and quite worthwhile. So I'm glad to support it by yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have two. The first one's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.58 acres, more or less, and it's in Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 24.98 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Any council member comments? Mr. Cole.
Mr. President, I just was sorry to hear about the sudden passing of Mr. Leon Glitzen, who over the years I've had the pleasure of interacting with him over many, many various issues and organizations he was associated with, and I just would like to say he was always very active in the community, and he'll be missed. So,
thank you, sir.
I didn't know about it. I just heard about it this morning.
Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for pending litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now in executive session for pending litigation.